Shalom and welcome to the site of Tel Saqi. The battles that took place on this hill and its surroundings during the Yom Kippur War in 1973 are forever stamped in the history of Israel as a story of bravery, sacrifice, and camaraderie. It was noon on the day of Yom Kippur when a small force of six soldiers from the 50th Paratrooper Battalion were sent to Tel Saqi. Their mission was to monitor and report any movement of Syrian forces towards the Golan. The force, commanded by an officer, had no idea that in just 2 hours, a full-scale war would break out. At 2 o'clock, the war began with a heavy bombardment on the military outposts and on the civilian communities on the Golan, followed by a breakthrough border attack. Large-scale Syrian forces, both armored and infantry, penetrated into our territory near Outpost 116, located some 4 kilometers northeast of here. Two tank platoons from Brigade 188 were rushed to the front line, which had already been broken by the Syrians. They fought with determination, deterring and damaging the invading army. But after several hours of holding a defense battle around Outpost 116, ammunition and fuel ran out. Crewmen were killed and injured, several tanks were damaged and inoperable, and the remaining tanks moved to Tel Saqi. As evening neared, another armored platoon sent by the 7th Brigade to assist the holding defense efforts also faced Syrian troops inside our territory. Suffering heavy casualties, the remaining half of the platoon also joined the troops on Tel Saqi. Close to midnight, the Syrians began moving southward on the main road in the direction of the nearby community of Ramat Magshimim. However, the force that had gathered on Tel Saqi halted their advance, leading a battle that lasted until the morning hours. By morning, the Syrians tried advancing up to the Tel to take control, but their efforts were once again repelled by our forces. The ammunition of the defenders gradually ran out. A rescue force was sent to the Tel on 2 APCs, but was almost completely demolished in the battle. Another rescue force was sent and was able to take over the rocky hill at the bottom of the Tel with heavy losses. It also had to retreat, leaving behind many casualties. When ammunition on the Tel ran out, the commander instructed the soldiers to enter the small bunker that was standing on top of the Tel and gave them instructions. At that time, the impressive outposts you see on the Tel did not exist, having been built after the war. The commander asked for artillery support, but after a few shells fell on the bunker, he was told that his allocation of artillery support had run out. He informed his battalion commander as follows. Commander Sidan, 616, be here. In the name of all of us here, send home warm regards. We will never meet again. The Syrians began clearing the bunker by shooting and throwing hand grenades inside. Most of the defenders were hit. The commander, who was badly injured, asked that one of the soldiers go out of the bunker and inform the Syrians that all of the soldiers in the bunker are dead. One of the tank crewmen got out and was able to convince the Syrians. They took him as prisoner of war, and he was released after 8 months of hell in Syrian captivity. The soldiers in the bunker kept quiet, but suddenly one of the badly injured soldiers started moaning, "Water, water." The Syrians fired again and threw in more hand grenades into the bunker. The screaming of the soldier risked exposing them all. The commander gave an order to one of the soldiers to strangle the soldier, but he found a better way. Realizing that the injured soldier had lost his hearing, he wrote a note on a piece of paper saying, "Shut up, the Syrians are outside." With the light of a match, he showed it to the soldier, and he kept quiet. At night, a few soldiers were able to sneak out of the bunker, bringing water to the injured and trapped soldiers. Soldiers from both the tank units and the paratroopers that were fighting in and around the Tell were able to delay the advance of the Syrians for several critical hours. During this time, the IDF reserve forces were deployed and moved in the direction of the Golan. The Syrians kept moving southwards, entering the community of Ramat Makhshimim, which had been evacuated by its residents. The Syrians planned to make their way down to the slopes of the Golan towards the Sea of Galilee, but the reserve soldiers were already there to push them back. For 30 hours, the injured and traumatized fighters managed to survive in the dense and dark bunker until their fellow soldiers were able to reach Tel Saqi and rescue them. The injured received medical treatment, and the dead were gathered from the bunker and the surrounding battlefields. It took 30 years until the soldiers had the strength and resolve to renew their connections with one another. Together, they share their memories and their personal stories, matching the pieces of this complex narrative, and return to Tel Saqi to establish this memorial site. It was imperative to all of them that this incredible story would be inherited to the generations to come. 32 soldiers fell in the battle over Tel Saqi. May their memory be blessed. Thank you for your attention.